You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality.
Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dog.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
That intro is a banger. I'm still not over it. Welcome back to Big Wigs. You're listening to your hosts, my girl Anna, myself, Dre. Wow, we need like a full ass catch up. I feel like I haven't seen you, talked to you. I mean, in weeks, it feels.
It's been too long.
It's been too long.
Since you've been gone. Anna, what's going on? What's going on? Well, let me tell you, since you've been gone.
What's going on?
That's such an annoying sound. What is that sound from? Why is my brain going? Is that a TikTok sound?
That's a TikTok, right? Or like a Vine. What's going on?
It's so annoying.
I can't think of it.
I can't either.
Or I'm thinking of where you been, bitch.
Oh. I'm thinking which of is from
what's
that.
Going on.
What's going on? Well, since you left the West Coast, I will say the sun has been shining almost every day and it's reviving me. I am like,
that's a fallacy. I'm calling bullshit. Why is it?
I don't even
when
know.
I leave.
I'm so sorry. Listen, it's usually when I'm here, okay? And I'm here a lot. And it's usually Anna's in town. The sun won't come out. Like, that is how it has felt all fucking year. So I am so grateful. All my West Coast bigwiggers out there. That's probably a bad... I was like, that's a bad...
West Coast bigwigs.
I'm just over here making up bad nicknames for you people. But no, but everyone on the West Coast knows, like, wow... It's a different ball game, you know? It's really a different time. Anna in the sun is just like, even though I'm in my apartment wearing a sweatshirt, it's so...
You look like it's the dead of winter over there.
It's so nice out. No, I went for a run in the morning. Like, who am I? Honestly, that's only because I ate cake for a whole week. So you know how like my birthday lasts like over a month? Like,
well, we're still talking about it, guys.
Just so you guys know, if you didn't listen to the last episode, it was my birthday. And we finished that cake, like finished the cake. You know how there comes a day where you're like, we're done with the cake? Like, it was so fucking good. God bless Magnolia that we fully finished it. So that's why I got up early and went for a run the other day. I think that's why the sun is shining.
It's a good cake. Oh, she's resurrected from birthday week and it's time for a run. No, that's good. I'm getting back into the health journey. We're back on a health kick. It's time for Beachbody, even though we're fully in summer.
And you're at the beach right now. You're at the beach.
I am at the beach. Now I know why people that live full time in Miami or in just a tropical place, they're so much more fit because you want to go outside. You want to be active because you're freaking hot or if you're just like naturally sweating. But nothing gets me more ready for like a fit body than just being at the beach and seeing everybody else's fit body or lack thereof. You're like, damn, that two piece is fitting into some crevices that it probably shouldn't. And no hate, no shade. We love all bodies, all sizes. But, you know, I love a good summer bod. And I'm getting back into fit. It's fit girl summer.
Fit girl summer. I kind of love that. Although I would hate you if you wore a sweatshirt that said fit girl summer. I'd be like, bitch, go eat a slice of pizza.
Absolutely. I'm not wearing the merch to match. You're just going to see it through action. That's like wearing like peace, love forever on a sweatshirt.
Live, laugh, love.
You know what's all those sweatshirts? Live, laugh, love. I want to go to Target and I want to pick up some nice pieces, but they ruin them with the stupid phrases.
Yeah. They're totally ruined. Target like, will have a fit girl summer sweatshirt. I swear.
They totally would. Old Navy is pretty good. They have cooler phrases that are not so queasy. I get so... ick from all the stupid phrases on sweatshirts. Why does it say, oh my god, what are the other ones, like peace forever,
like
none
of us can think of any sayings. I've never heard a saying in my life. I couldn't tell you one.
You know what I'm talking about, like it'll be those really cute tie-dye design and then
but carry on.
Keep calm. Oh, wine down Wednesday. Anything about wine, like white girl Wednesday, white girl wine.
White girl no. Wednesday. Someone's getting beat up for that.
Someone's getting beat up. That's never been a phrase. Never mind.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
No.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, I'm thinking of white girl wasted. Yeah, Taco Tuesday. Not White Girl Wednesday.
I think
God,
Dre's
so
getting
wrong.
The most drunk tonight.
That's another TikTok.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I think Andrea's getting the most drunk tonight.
Would you die if I did one of those videos by myself?
Hi, I'm Anna, personality number one. And I think Anna number two
with
your,
with myself.
With your double-ass Gemini self.
I think Anna number two is going to get most wasted tonight. And I'm like, hey, I'm Anna number two.
That would totally be, yes. Please Thanks. Do multiple personality, Anna.
Thank you. I just needed a little.
Absolutely.
I just needed the green light to go and make that kind of a TikTok for you all.
Absolutely. TikTok is now no man's land. I feel like I can make really any TikTok. I don't even know my vibe anymore on there. I just post whatever. I use it for work. I use it for random videos. I don't use it just for impressions. I like to keep it on its toes, which is exactly what you're not supposed to do on TikTok. You're supposed to have a thing because that's what TikTok wants. But I'm done with it. I like being all over the board.
I've always been all over the board. Yeah, I've kind of always been all over the board. Although I will say certain things stick more than others. You know, you put a Chris and Courtney up there, that's going to stick more than me trying to be creative, putting a random sketch that I decided to do about The Bachelor.
God forbid we try to do something different and have fun with it. No.
No. No. I can put anything on the internet and there will at least be one comment that says, but do Hilaria. You know what I mean?
Oh, believe me. It's always, they think they know what they want.
Yeah. And you know what? But we give it to them a lot. Well, let's get into it. Speaking of
absolutely
Hilaria, I think that's a lovely segue into Hilaria did a cover story with Romper magazine. That's the name of a magazine. Mm-hmm. Romper. Never heard of them before this, honestly. So props to them for getting
never
press. I guess all press is good press, right?
It is. When you first put it in the show prep, I thought you meant like she had a revealing romper on and
like
we were
clothing.
Talking. Absolutely. That's what I know. Romper Room and also the clothing romper.
No. So it's a magazine. I think it's a parenting magazine. I still don't get the name. You know, honestly, it's still throwing me a loop because, you know, I'm thinking like rump roast. I know we're talking romper, but you know what I mean? I'm like, what?
Don't kids romper around? They romper.
They wear rompers.
They wear rompers. They romp around the room. They gallivant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to shit on them too hard because, you know, hey, maybe they want to sponsor our show, Romper. But they...
Oh, because this is such a children's motherhood show.
We're like, this
Yes,
this
it is,
week,
doll. Absolutely. I'm your mother and don't you forget it.
Sponsored by Romper.
Okay, so they did this cover story with Hilaria out of the blue, right? Where they just fully interviewed her about like her parenting style, how she keeps it all together with 7 children, her yoga, her and her Alex relationship. And they posted all these videos. You saw the videos on social, right?
You're talking about the one where she's pouring the wine like backhandedly and she's doing yoga poses while doing it. Okay. And then it's like these cool pictures in her kitchen.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Cool is a nice word. She's like straddling the like, you know, counter and Alex
the
is
counter
like there. And like there's a lot of, well, that was from her book too, I think, that they used. But yes, she did a photo shoot. And one of them was her in a full on dancer's pose, actually, for all my yogis out there. And and she's pouring red wine. She's in like full white too, like, and so it's a real challenge, you know what I mean? Like, will this red wine drip?
Can she handle it?
Yeah. And so there were some static posts, there were some videos, you know, cut for social, but the real video exists on YouTube. I told you it was 4 minutes. Dre was like, what? It's a 4 minute video?
Yeah, you know, I did not watch till the end. No, I watched the 30-second clips on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, if you watch the full video, there's a reason certain parts weren't cut for Instagram. But the full video, she's doing the wine. And then there comes a point where someone behind the camera is literally like, can you guys be quiet on set? We're shooting. Can you guys be quiet? And she starts screaming, yelling in a Spanish voice to her children and her nannies. She's like, Leonata, she's like, stop, necesito filmar, please, cocinar una cocina para mis niños. You're like, what the fuck? Because then she goes back to, so Alec and I do date night every night. And it's like for everything, you know, I feel for her. I feel for her just because she gets so much shit, but she kind of also put herself in this position. And for every thing that people have talked about when they talk about her, this was the prime example of her flipping into Spanish.
This is epitome.
Yelling at the kids / nannies. Like, and you know the room is full of nannies. And she's like holding weights. She's like lifting weights the whole time.
No, no.
Listen, I'm going to give you this video. Okay, I'm going to give you this video. You're going to get the whole fucking video.
We need it.
A la Anna Roisman style.
The people are asking. So the point of this video was just a full exclusive on Eladia. And then, of course, she has to showcase that she's this multifaceted, multitasking mom. There's wine, there's weights, there's babies. It's just chaos. Yes. That's the Eladia effect. Okay.
She's
yelling in Spanish and English, being sexy.
Yes.
So, and but you know, they could have just cut out that part where she was yelling at the nannies. But no.
Someone kept it in.
Included it.
Yeah.
Someone kept it in. For transparency, but also because Eladia, you know, demanded that they keep it in.
Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty wild. I can't wait for you to watch it. You're going to have to watch it because you're going to be like blown away by it, because you're going to be like, wow, they really, this is what they edited together. And like some of it's like slow-mo. It's a very artsy video, I will say. But here's the best. And I saw our friend, I love to say our friend Amanda Hirsch posted yesterday. I didn't realize this, but you know, she keeps tabs of everything and she likes to talk about Hilaria sometimes on her Instagram, not skinny, but not fat.
Oh, she loves it.
And she posted, I hadn't seen this. She posted, oh, look, Romper had to turn off comments on the posts.
That's what she was talking about. I thought she, once again, Eladia was turning off comments.
No, she always has hers off, but or not all of them, but limited. Yeah, no, the company turned off comments on some of these posts. Some of them still have them. And I recommend, so then, you know, I got curious. So I went and looked at the, because there's a bunch of posts and like two or three of them still have comments. And like this girl who's a very funny writer from Kimmel, she was like, oh my God, these comments was like the top post. And I like, and then I go down and I'm reading them and it's just like, oof, the anger, I get it. But like, it's also so funny that did this brand not expect that to happen, or maybe it's blowing them up, you know what I mean? Like,
it's blowing them up.
You didn't know, we didn't know what Romper was, you know. Two bachelorettes, single on the town gals. Don't you love that I fully excluded that we have partners in this? I'm like, and we're like, what's Romper? No, the comments are crazy. They're like, it's like entertaining. It's wild.
A lot of posts that I go to where I see somebody at the top go, yo, these comments did not need to go this hard. You know, I'm going to be entertained for the next hour. I'll just scroll and scroll and scroll on TikTok, Instagram. The comment section sometimes is more a lead than the content itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love it.
Comments on TikTok are entertaining for sure. But this is on Instagram, for sure. You're going to love. You're going to love it. So I wasn't going to do
it. But now they're blocked, right?
No. Only one of them was like the video.
Oh.
There's some static ones and people are like, how dare you give this woman a cover story? Yes. Like as a Latino woman, I find this super offensive. Also during Juneteenth, Pride Month, you're giving this straight woman who doesn't even identify as, you know, as a white woman space on your platform. Like
that's tough.
They go hard. But also none of them are wrong. You're like, wait, yeah, I was like, yeah, it's Pride
Month, actually
it's Juneteenth, absolutely, what
you know. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a little harsh. So when can we expect the video?
Maybe today if I get to it, you know, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. This podcast will probably come out after the video. So I hope you loved it if you already watched it. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to like it. It was so late at night and I was kind of like, because I have to wait for my, you know, videographer, Jared. He wears,
of course,
he works many jobs and he wears many hats in this house. And one of them is film director of Anna's TikToks when I need it. You know, that's why we always love a good self-facing video that we don't need any help with, but
easy peasy. So
it was late at night, but I rewarded him because we opened a bottle of wine. So it was rewarding.
Now that would get me to work too.
You think I'm going to pour this wine and no one's going to drink it? Absolutely not. We got to do this when we're ready to have red wine.
Absolutely not. Last night I just tried Lambrusco, which
I love Lambrusco. Yeah.
Why am I late to this game? I love all sparkling rosé on a nice summer day with ice in it. But Lambrusco, so yummy with certain types of cheeses. And we just got it at this little bakery. And
I love
a
Lambrusco. And I'm not a red drinker, but I do enjoy it.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like we've never really had red wine together. We drink a lot of martinis together and spritzes, but we don't really drink red wine together. So maybe Lambrusco will be our red wine drink.
I would love a glass of Lambrusco. It's funny because I love the taste of red wine. I really do enjoy reds. But as a person who has severely suffered from acid reflux for 15 years, red wine was sort of just like I never went there.
Yeah. No, totally get that. That would immediately set it off.
But I can have a glass or two and I enjoy it. You know what's been setting off? This is going to be so I love that I'm opening up to all of you. You know what's been setting off my acid reflux lately? And I don't know if this has got to be a new thing for me or something. Peanut butter. Like, I can't eat peanut butter in the morning.
Peanut butter.
And I love peanut butter, but I've had like bites of peanut butter with a banana or whatever, like a toast or something.
Yeah.
And I love PB&J, and it like sits in my chest. Like, I just like feel it all day and it hurts.
What?
And I'm like, I have a lot of issues, but I'm like, is peanut butter affecting me differently than it did my whole life? Like, what if I'm developing a peanut allergy? Skippy, honey, the good old stuff,
the good old Skippy. Well, maybe
Skippy
just
natural.
Do alternative. Yeah, the all natural.
I don't believe that it's all
natural. If you like chunky, it literally tastes the same.
I don't know. Anyway, thank you for letting me share that with you guys. I'll keep you posted on
absolutely
peanut butter journey.
Are you kidding me? This is a place to talk all things. New developments. This is the where we discuss it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Anyway. That's my video journey, I guess. Where were we? Red wine. Lambrusco. Yummy. We're going to get a bottle next time we're hanging out.
Yummy. Delish. Yeah. You know what? I was supposed to come back to LA this past week because almost 3 years ago, I went to Alien Stock, which is when they invaded supposedly Area 51. And this documentary group reached out to Sarah, my old boss, and me, and they wanted to interview us. And I said, Sarah is local to LA, but I'm not. And so they said, don't worry, we'll fly you back out. And I was like, I was just there for a whole week doing work, but I had no extra time to record with them. So they're like, okay. So we tried to organize it. And I was so excited because I would get to go back and I was just going to spend the whole weekend there. But alas, it did not work out. And
bummer.
This week got crazy. And I know, but that would have been a perfect time. But I actually just reminded me, I never emailed them back. But Sarah did an interview with them, and they actually like paid for her car and they took her to a real studio and she got to talk about her experience with Alien Stock. But
wait, can you just
I gotta
Alien Stock? What? I don't even know what you're saying.
Alien Stock was this movement that a couple stock.
I was like, what alien doc? I'm sitting over here like, what is this, a movie I missed out, a show? I'm like, what is she talking about? Alien
stock.
Like Woodstock. It's, like,
exactly. I think that's what they kind of named it after, but I think it's supposed to think of it as Area 51 gate. Like anything with the gate. Okay. It's kind of synonymous with that. These guys started a Facebook page movement, and then all these people started following that they were going to invade Area 51 because the government is hiding supposedly alien paraphernalia in this Area 51 in Nevada.
Jeez.
So my old boss was like, we need to fly out there and we need to go report on it. And I'm like, Sarah, we're going to report it. Like, we don't even know anything about that. She's like, exactly. So she loves interviewing people that are just like wackadoodles and super conspiracy theorists. So we went out there way before, like 2019, and we interviewed some insane people. And so a couple docs reached out to us like 6 months after that, but then we heard nothing. Nobody picked up the docs. But supposedly this doc was picked up by a huge streaming service. And they wanted to interview Sarah and all of these people that went to the event and took footage. And we have a bunch of footage from that event. Basically, we saw nothing. They tried to storm it. And then obviously there was this like SWAT teams that just stopped everybody at the gate. It was so uneventful.
Oh, no.
It was so, they're like in 3, 2, 1. And it's all these people dressed in like alien morph suits. And they're just like, whoa, and they start running towards the wall. And then the guards were just like, stop. Yeah, it was so uneventful.
That's so, so funny though that anything. You went.
Like, it was the most one of the most random things I think I've ever done in my life, for sure.
That is a rando. Yeah. I love it. I love those kinds of like stories that you're like, oh yeah, this one time when I went to this like Nevada to look for aliens. Like, yeah. What? Yeah.
They had music venues set up. They had rappers come out. They put up all these three stages. People were camping out. It was Firefest for conspiracy theorists. Yes.
Damn.
It was crazy. And we dressed up like hoochie mamas. So, of course, all these like weirdo guys that live in Nevada in their mom's basement were like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, Sarah, we need to get out of here immediately.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it's so dry out here. We were straight up in the desert.
My God.
Interviewing. I was camera person and audio person. I was running around following Sarah with the microphone. We were getting the footage and then I would edit it all together, post it. That was the craziest trip of our life. But
wait, that's so funny. Did you stay in a hotel?
We rented out this little cabin, which was a part of this larger encampment. And we rented a car and we drove from the camp every day to the site, Area 51. It was outside of Area 51. And then we would just set up camp and interview people, walk around all day.
Love it.
It was a wild experience. Yeah.
Going to BravoCon with, right? She wants to do the same thing there where we fully go in yes. character to BravoCon.
Fully go in character. That's going to be fun because we'll do, she's got a successful podcast. We'll do a collab with her. And then, yeah, she wants to do like meet and greets. I don't know who she's going to, I have a feeling she wants to be Lisa Vanderpump, but I'm not sure who she wants to confirm who she wants to be. I kind of want to be James Kennedy at this point.
I just want to be Luann. You know, Crappy Lake is going to pop off this summer. I'm so excited, you guys.
I'm just, okay, now I'm debating between, I have to match your Luann. So I'm debating between Sonia Morgan.
Let's go.
Or Ramona.
Let's fucking go. Crappy Lake.
Let's go.
Here
baby.
We
Crappy
go.
Crappy Lake, baby.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
You need to do some
it.
Spoofs on that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I think it's going to be really
for
fun.
For sure.
Speaking of really
speaking
fun,
of new shows that are coming out.
Oh, go for it. You go. No, you go first.
I'm excited because I have been dying. We were supposed to do a recap episode. I'm so happy you did the live with Nicole Travolta, our girl, because I was like, Anna, I'm running around.
I'm so glad you're also saying this show, too, because I was like, what show is she going to talk about? Better fucking be a Just Like That or I'm going to lose my shit right now.
And just you know like it that. Is. And Just Like That, we are back. I need to hear your reaction on episode 1 and 2. I can't believe they gave us 1 and 2.
I know. They really looped us in, huh? They really got hooked us. Okay, first
they
of all.
Looped us in, starting with the Met Gala. So, like, what did we
Met
expect
ball,
before
as
we even.
They call it, the Met Ball.
The Met Ball. What did we expect in season 2? I just thought we were going to see more Che. I thought we were going to see more.
We got a lot more Che.
Podcast.
We got a lot more Che.
Anna, my. No. Okay. No. I need. To, okay. Go. Go.
Don't
and then
tell
I'm
you
just
watched
gonna,
this with your very conservative mother. Did you or did you not?
Hell to the no.
I was like, no. I know she's at the beach. She's like, I'm at the beach with my mom, and then you were like, I watched it Just Like That. I'm like, with her mom. I wonder if they watched it together. I wonder if that because that
last
opening scene
week. What was that?
That opening what? Scene was.
I mean, I know
porn.
They want to get us back. It is Sex and the City, so I did feel like we were going back in time and watching, like, truly.
Yeah, they definitely
Samantha
took
but,
our note. Our note, I think, as a collective audience, I think our main note last season was this used to be Sex and the City. Where's the sex? Mm-hmm. And so they mm-hmm. were like, "You want sex? We'll give you sex. We'll give you a 5-minute montage.
Over
Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer remake with no clothes, with people going down on each other. We are nips out.
Hold me closer,
bush out.
Tiny day.
Yeah, it was. But you know they were very smart. The Tiny Dancer, Tony Danza. Right? The song.
Tony Danza.
Hello. A little foreshadowing moment.
Little foreshadow there. Wasn't expecting Tony Danza to be a part of this season. Wasn't.
He was in last
Danza.
Season. He was in last season. They cast him
what was
as
he in
Che's
last season?
Dad. So this, that was another scene they had to address the comments because the pushback from the audiences because Tony Danza, when Che was like, I'm moving to Hollywood. I'm going to Hollywood. I booked a pilot. I'm going to Hollywood. when Che did that whole famous line that we love that I just butchered. But, you know, when Che moves to Hollywood to do a pilot, okay, as one would do, as the actors do, Tony Danza was cast as Che's father. And then people, I saw this outside of the show, which is fine, you know, whatever, an actor, whatever. But not in 2022 or 2023 do you cast Tony Danza, famed Italian, as Che Diaz, Mexican Irish, as their father. Right. So there was that whole awkward dinner scene in, I don't know if it was episode one or two. Spoilers right now. I mean, nothing's really spoiled. You guys just watch it. If you haven't watched it, nothing's spoiled here.
We can't even prepare you for what you're about to see anyways. Yeah. We can explain it, but visually it's a ride. So go watch it yourself.
It's not like a major thing happened, like big dying on a Peloton. You know what I mean? Like, we're not like giving you like the twist of the show right off the bat, So Che and Tony Danza, who plays himself.
It's so random, though. I was getting lost in the storyline because Tony is playing himself. And Che
is not Che. Che is not yes, Che. Che is a character. Tony Danza is himself. But and then Che is all like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, you're not Mexican Irish. And my father should be Mexican or Irish, and he was like, yeah, but I'm Italian, right. Like, they had this whole conversation about like identity and like what's right and what he doesn't want to get canceled, and like I was just like, this whole scene is such a weird response. Like, they no, like, you didn't even remember he was in the season one. It could have just been another actor,
right? they could have totally just written out that storyline and brought in another one and been like, you know what, we're actually going to bring in somebody else. We're going to bring in George Lopez to be your dad. They could have totally glossed over that, but no, they had to reopen the can of worms.
Oh, Tony got booked on another thing, you know. Schedules changed. It could have been one line of like, oh, Tony had something, so we're bringing in someone else. That's it. Instead of this whole heartfelt scene. I will say, I have not had as much fun as I did watching those two episodes last week. I had more fun crying, laughing than I have in a long, long time.
You and Nicole really gave me false hope because I was like, oh, I'm about to laugh my ass off. And you know what? I realized I think if I was watching it with a friend, I would have thought it was more funny. But I was just kind of confused the whole time.
So Jared watched with us too. Okay. And Jared, he already can't wait till Thursday. He was so cringe.
Sunset Boy is into And Just Like That.
Loves it because he laughs so hard because the writing is almost unbelievable. Like, you're like,
it's crazy.
No one acts or speaks like this in real life. And yet we support our girls. You know what I mean? Like, I love these characters so much that I don't care what they do. I think it's just like, they can, like, literally Miranda is like bopping around town like a fucking, like, she is not Miranda anymore. But I am so happy to see Cynthia Nixon that I am just like, God bless, we've got her back on screen. But the lines are so funny and out there, you know, like a lot of Che and Miranda. They carried the show. What did you say?
That was the one storyline. But did Miranda have to go clean up trash on the beach? What was that scene?
Because she didn't.
What the hell
have,
was
she
that?
Said, I'm just in LA with nothing to do. And she went to an AA meeting and then she met this girl.
She went to an AA meeting?
Yeah. Props to that actress. I think her name is Kylie. She and I used to have the same agents and I used to see her all the time at auditions. And like, I was like, oh, good for her.
Way.
She's a fucking part in And Just Like That. And yeah. And no, but Miranda, who is traditionally the smart lawyer, always busy, couldn't balance, like, she worked so hard, she couldn't really balance, like, you know, it was tough to balance being a mother. I mean, she did it, but, you know, like, she was always, like, the spitfire lawyer, ready to fucking go. And yet, Miranda's like, I'm in California, I have nothing to do, I guess I'll pick up seaweed on the beach. Like, we're like, what is happening?
What is this? It's making me sad.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
Great that they have this new, she has a new carefree attitude, but it's not the lawyer that we know and love. It was just, it's kind of confusing to me. Let's get into the Met Ball of it all because
we didn't get a Met Ball. That was the biggest letdown I thought of episode one. We're all going to the Met Ball.
The hell was, right. They're changing dates. They're switching outfits. The outfits aren't ready. Everybody looks insane. She brings back the bird.
Yeah. And poor Anthony, what is the actor's name?
Oh,
why am I blank right now? Who plays Anthony? But Mario Cantone. Yeah, like poor him.
Shit, he's end of the stick.
He is just dicked around the entire episode. Damn. They're like, oh, you're invited. Actually, sorry, you're like third on
just
my
kidding.
List. Yeah, oops. And just like that, another person's coming. Yeah, it was. But then I kind of was assuming we'd get a scene at the Met Ball. They're talking about it the whole time.
A whole show and nothing.
And then literally no Met Ball. And I'm like, you know what? HBO used to shell out a budget for that Met Ball. Like, give me.
Oh, yeah.
Give me like a cameo of someone major. You know, that could have been the Samantha cameo. Fuck. That could have been anybody.
Duh.
They could have shot it at the Met Gala, you know, like in the olden days. But it was just so. I don't know who I saw it. Maybe it was Every Outfit Sex in the City. You know, that podcast. Someone posted Instagram and I can't remember who. So I don't want to like, this isn't my own idea, but I feel like they didn't go to the Met Ball because what was Carrie going to say? Oh, I love your dress. Oh, well, this was actually like my wedding dress, but it wasn't my wedding dress because I didn't get married because he left me at the altar. You've seen the movies. So silly.
That would be good.
I know. But yeah, I kind of wished we got a little Met Ball, you know, the fashion of it all. Like,
same.
And also with these other new characters, here's the thing. They're trying so hard.
It's bugging me out.
And it's like, these are all good actresses. They're all hot people and they all deserve to be on television. But the way they're trying to incorporate some of these storylines is so, it feels like filler. It feels like we're filling time.
It's painful.
It's like that one scene where she was like calling her husband to like, you know, because she was horny. And he's like, I think we should still have a kid. And she was like, baby, like I'm horny. Like, talk to me. And you were like, this is so cringe because they've clearly never
so
had
cringe.
Phone sex before. Yeah, it was. I don't know. And the mom who's like, come here, let me smell your breath. I'm like, no mom has ever said, come here, let me smell your breath. Who in their right mind? Have you ever had someone walk up to you and say, Dre, did you brush your teeth? Let me smell your breath. Let me smell it.
That whole scene of getting ready in the morning, nobody's mom acts like that. She's fully dressed, doing her project, checking her kids. It was just a show. That was an Eladia moment. Truly. Oh, my God. You just made me realize the sniffing of the breath. My mom would do that like at night when I was 5 years old, not in the morning routine while she's doing a million things.
Oh,
and then
God.
Her husband wants to have sex and she's doing this. And then, everything.
That was the
and
best when please. The husband, Chris Jackson, I think, is the actor who plays the husband, when he was like, she's like, I've already had my makeup done. No touching above like.
No
test. And so he goes down on her and he literally is like, well, that was the best 8 minutes of my life. And I'm like, what man in their right mind has ever gone down on someone and no reciprocation whatsoever? Because she was going under that,
whatever mask was.
Yeah. That the Hannibal Lecter of it all. And it was like,
yeah.
And he's like, that was the best 8 minutes of my life. I'm like, this is so not believable. This.
None of the storylines were believable. Also, Carrie is not into her podcast producer at all.
Mm-mm.
They're just friends at this point. He invites her out. He's so sexy, and she's like, "Ew."
He is
to the
so
whole
hot.
Thing.
Yeah, and she was like,
"Maybe
so Thursdays." And he's like, "Come." I'm like, "Damn, girl, get it on with him." Yeah, but it's also
Thanks.
That was such a rando. Like in the last season, that was such a random last minute like plant. Like it was like. Oh, let's have her make out with the podcast producer. Like, oh, duh, he's
the
here.
Hell?
Yeah, it was kind of random. So no Aiden yet, I will say. In two episodes, we haven't had Aiden yet.
That's what I was kind of holding out for.
Are you? Are you still holding out for him? Holding out for a hero.
Holding out for our hometown hero, Aiden, okay? I want the dog. I want Aiden. I want the furniture. I want it all back.
I just want more Che. I got to say, we got a great, great Che comedy set at the comedy store where Che did.
Why is it always the tail end?
The one joke. We got one joke. The joke was, I'm so lazy. I could even do it now. I'm so lazy in L.A. You know, it's like I take a car everywhere. I took an Uber from my kitchen to the bedroom or my bedroom to the kitchen, and it was expensive. All right, everybody, that's my time. I was like dying. I'm like, we were cry laughing.
Okay, that one.
That was the closer.
I was fully dying because I was like, they while she's in the way of like 15 waitresses in the bar. She's like, yes. Oh, sorry. She's just always in the way. And then that was the line. And she's so mesmerized by Che.
And Miranda. Yeah. Well, and Che did not want Miranda at that show. Oh,
God forbid you touch me after my set.
She's like, you were amazing. And she's like, what are you doing here? It was so daunting. Oh, we have to talk about the one other iconic Che moment. Hello, the weight, the diet line.
The weight, Anna, that's why I just choked on my seltzer. I go, she rolls over so dramatically. She's like, I'm sorry that I feel fat and my stomach hangs over my pants.
What? They put on this scene it's like an Oscar-worthy scene, right? It was like, and Miranda's like, what's wrong? And then Che's all like, I gotta tell you something. And you're like, we're all like on our edge of our seat, like, oh, what could it be?
Waiting for this line. What could this be?
And then it's that. It's, I was told to lose weight. I'm on a diet.
I didn't want to tell you because it's so painful for me. And I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. And she's so dramatic. She's like, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this. And then she rolls over.
Yeah. Ugh. It was, they. Che is they. That's what I say in my brain.
They, Che. Right.
I got you. But, and no one will fault you for it because that was an insane scene. That was like a setup. They were almost like punking us. It was like,
I couldn't believe that was the line.
I was ready for Che to be like, I fell in love with someone else, the comedy booker, you know,
thank you.
We're getting married. And then we find out Che has a husband. Oliver Hudson plays Che's husband / Uber driver. Like, what?
Miranda's like, and who are you? He picks her up from the beach, stranded. And who are you? I'm Che's husband. Still married, actually. Still married.
I know. They really set us up. I honestly can't wait for Thursday. I laughed. So I want to watch it again before Thursday. I'm going to watch them both again.
I think more happened in the second episode. I'll stick to the second episode. Oh, wait. No. Wait. Which one has Miranda's self, the gravity
getting out of the
depriving
egg.
Cage? Getting out of the egg.
That was the most realistic
second episode.
Realistic acting, I think, in the entire series so far.
Anna, I shit myself. Sensory deprivation tank. That's what it's called. I shit myself. I go. There's no way. Okay, first she's in the egg. Cool.
It was like a tanning bed. I was like, what is this thing?
What is that? Why did it look like an egg? I've never seen a tank like that before, but I guess that's what sensory deprivation tanks look like in LA. But her getting out of it, you're right. It was so realistic. But why the full-on belly view just hopping out? Like, Miranda gave us so much of herself these two episodes. Nobody else gave us that.
She was probably directing that episode too, and she was like, let's go with the most wild shot of me. I respect her for it. I was like,
I respect
okay.
her. Yeah,
so fucking crazy.
Totally.
Anyway, and just like, what is gonna happen? No fucking clue. Also, they didn't give us any like real storyline, and I feel bad for the people who tuned in just to see Samantha, because we got all those like leaked, you know, the leaks about, but it's just going to be one line like in the finale, you know, we got to wait however many episodes, but
they're teasing us real hard.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I had so much fun. I can't tell you, you know, every time I talk about it with people. The other night I was with a group of people, and I kid you not, right? I was like, it was like the night after Friday night. And I was like, my friend had some people over and I stopped by and I was like, oh my God, did you guys watch And Just Like That? Thinking, here she goes. Anna's got the fucking crowd pleasing topic to discuss. And everyone stared at me and goes, no. And I was like,
oh,
okay. Never mind. Do you plan on watching it? It was really funny. And they were like, I don't know. And I was like, fuck, I'm in the wrong place right now. Aren't I? I am not in the right. Function.
Not amongst the fans. I watch it to just discuss the Miranda and Che of it all, and the Tony Danza. It's pretty much it. I'm there for the Danza.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Yeah, I love it. And I will say, in two episodes, I will say my biggest disappointment, absolutely zero Steve. So that means work is cut out for me. as justice for Steve, you know,
Sorry.
President of the Justice for Steve Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to fix that.
I feel bad for him. You know what? The lack of Steve makes me want more of your Steve, because I'm wondering, how is Steve taking all this? You know, Miranda's just off picking up kelp from the sea floor. And where is Steve?
Exactly.
Where is Steve?
I will say, Nicole and I did rewrite that scene that night, but we haven't shot it. But I have another Steve idea that I think I'm going to give you a little Steve, you know, cut for time, a little cut for time scene that didn't make it into the first two episodes. So I'm going to give it to you.
Good.
Yeah, don't worry, guys.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you.
Also, Steve did an E! News. There was an E! News article with Steve like the other day. I don't know if you caught this. And they like interviewed him about the show. And he's so nice. He's like, I'm just so happy to be a part of it, you know, 20 years later, whatever.
What a guy.
Yeah. And then they like promoted his other show, like some other like spinoff of Chicago Fire or whatever show he's on. Like he's on all these like fire shows. he's got a lot of work, so he's probably like, whatever, I couldn't do episodes 1 and 2, and they're like, that's fine, we'll just put Miranda and Che, you know, eating each other out a couple more scenes.
No worries,
don't worry, we got a lot of sex to add into this season. Oh my god, I'm so glad you watched, though. Thank you for joining me on this journey. You know, it doesn't stop here.
I had to be supportive, you know, no matter how much or how little I really wanted to watch it. I like to be a part of it. I mean, I have FOMO. Yeah. We all know that.
Yeah. It's also really fun to just watch Sex and the City right after it, which I did. And I was like, wow, they used to be like real characters. Like these people were legit, you know, and now you're like, huh?
What is happening? Is it totally under new management? You know when a new restaurant goes under total new management? No. And you feel like you're in a completely different restaurant?
Yeah, but it's Michael Patrick.
That's what I feel like.
It's still the same show creator. Yeah.
Even the actors feel different to me. Charlotte is not acting like she used to.
I know.
The acting feels fake. Her and her husband, it feels forced now.
Yeah, something's off.
Something's off.
Something's in the air. And just like
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't even matter because we're going to still fucking watch anyway. You know, they're going to get all the hits. Everyone's watching. Everyone's waiting for the next meme.
Everyone's waiting.
Waiting.
I also wanted to get into we are fully waiting.
Yeah.
I wanted to get into 14 Trav with the baby. And then I did think of a big wig bite for this week. So
Kravis,
that's coming up as well.
Kravis of it all. Okay. Kravis announced their pregnancy at the Blink-182 concert in an iconic throwback way. And then,
yeah,
then we got a gender reveal. Yes.
The gender reveal. What did you think about the party? Did you love the drum roll?
I thought it was really special. Yeah, I thought it was really spectacular. I might do this video that I had in mind, but of Chris at the gender reveal. I liked the drum roll. I thought it was like, you know, whatever. They're going to do a gender reveal. Keep it true to them. You know, did you like it?
Gotta have drums. Well, I liked the hometown feel. I don't like when they do extravagant things because it makes me, you guys know, I'm always Kardashian season 1 and 2. I like the chicken coop Kardashian. I like all of the crazy escapades I used to get into. So this to me felt like we were getting back. It was in their backyard, family oriented. They were dressed like they usually are. So it felt more realistic. And yeah. Then I loved that how simple it was. You know what I mean? They like did the drum roll, which felt so Kravis. And then they had the blue streamers. The video just to me felt very natural.
It felt like normal.
And I liked it.
It didn't feel like.
It felt normal.
Like, you know, a Kardashian, like what are their kids' name? I'm like. You know, it didn't feel like Dream's birthday party where it's like
the birthday parties are insane.
Hired Disneyland to take over our backyard. Yeah. You know, it's like the Four Seasons meets Disneyland. And you're like, where, you know, Dreamland, whatever the fuck they call them. Yeah, it felt very
Stormy World. You know, when they make Stormy's birthday and they have a huge inflatable blow up that looks like Stormy's face. Yeah.
Yeah. creepy.
That's crazy. We love watching it though, but I think this one just felt a little bit more organic, a little bit more natural, a little low key. And I love the streamers. I could totally see you making a video and just have Chris with the streamers like falling over her face. Like, oh my God. Like, I would love that. I loved it. Do you think that babies skip generations? Because you know how Chris just is famous for having girls. Like, everybody has girls. Mm. And Courtney is a boy mom, yeah, predominantly.
She's got, well, she'll have three boys and one girl, which I'm glad. You know, yeah. I didn't want Penelope to get another sister. I thought about that. I thought about it. I
really?
Was like, yeah, because I thought Penelope is like, she's her girl. And like, you know, she's gone through, like, now her mom got remarried and there's a lot going on. And she seems like such a sweet little girl. And she already has a lot of cousins, right? She's got North. She's got her girl. She's got her crew. She doesn't need another, yeah, cute little girl. I think it's nice to have a little boy. Did you think it should be a girl?
I love when it goes evens and odds. I love that. if it's three children, I would love like two girls, one boy. But for four, because it was just such an odd number, like Rob was so singled out and I feel like Rob really needed a brother. So I feel as though it would be nice for Penelope to have a sister. But you know what? She has so many girl cousins. So yeah. I do kind of like that relationship that her and Courtney have. It's so close. So I think it'll be fun for Courtney to have another boy. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. And guys, we're going to make a video of what we think the name should be. So I'm just going to say that.
You
tease that.
Know we're doing a name game.
The name game. We did it for... Chloe finally revealed the name, and I saw in an interview she was like, I had to wait until the show came out, which is so funny to me that like you have to,
so funny,
like that you're
gatekeep
hiding
this information.
Yeah, this kind of like life, it's not even information, it's a name. It's like, mm-hmm, who gives a shit what the name is? And it's so funny that like we all like it was like under wraps until the show is released, because this is like a move. It's so funny to me. I don't know, it's so weird.
Well, they hold names to such a high level.
Yeah.
I think because they have that K name and then all of the kids' names, it's such a big ta-da for them.
Yeah.
Kylie changing Wolf's name. Now she changed his middle name. So his whole name is changed. Kylie's younger son. I don't even know what it is. I could not even pay me to tell you what it is. I have no idea. But what is Chloe's baby's name?
Tatum. Tatum.
Tatum.
Tatum. Yeah. Which is kind of a rando. It's like a normal name,
I
feel like. Like for them, you know, it's not like tornado, you know, or something like wild.
Tsunami. Stormy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Wow, a normal name. But Chris wanted it to be Robert. I think Robert's the middle name. Chris always wants him to be Robert. You know, she's holding out for a Robert. She has a Robert, but she wants a grandchild Robert. She's ready
yeah,
for it.
I'm surprised that Rob has not tried to conceive another little bambino, because it's
Rob
truly,
probably has six,
okay,
kids. Nobody's... We don't see Rob. Who knows?
Who knows? He probably has a whole harem of children. We have no idea. What Robert is, isn't it considered Robert's job to have the Robert Jr. Right? It would be his job. Robert III.
I don't know.
The son carries it out. It's Robert, then Robert had Robert, and then Rob should have Robert III.
Yeah. I guess when you're outnumbered by so many sisters, though, Chris is sort of just like, will one of you name a kid?
Anybody. Just take it over.
Somebody do it.
I know.
And then you know that child's going to become her favorite grandchild because they're the Robert. Wouldn't it be funny if someone's like, I named it Caitlin. And
you're like, oh my God. Well, it'd be fun if they did that and they just took back the Caitlin with a K name.
Yes. Which was always a power move. I felt like Caitlin really went with the C. Like, was like, you know what?
Yes, I did.
Life is changing and so is the letter. Right? Yeah, Caitlin, why'd you pick a C?
Oh, yeah,
over
baby.
A K?
We're getting into it. You sure enough, I chose a K name that wasn't used. It was very hard because they have every K name in the book. I said, what could be Caitlin? Caitlin with a K or Caitlin with a C? We went one with a C.
Power move.
Power. That's what I'm telling you. I know power. I do.
I love it. Oh my God. Anyway, so I feel like our list of everything is like, is like married, babies. Like everybody, we have John Hamm also got married this week, which you were telling me before.
The internet.
Yeah, blew up because they were like America's Bachelor settling down. Although he's been married before. He had a wife, didn't he? Forever, for a long time.
Settling. I love John Hamm, his story, how it took him forever. He was an acting coach and he. It was hard for him to book a role, and then he gets the role of a lifetime, obviously, and now it's just off to the races, and he's now America's sweetheart, as you said.
I said but Bachelor. I don't really... Little different. I was like, Bachelor.
Little different there.
I don't know about sweetheart.
See him. Yeah. I would definitely see him as like a DILF, but if I saw him walking down the street, I'd be like, oh, good-looking guy, but I for sure don't consider him like America's... Like so many other people do. I feel as though John Hamm is Mr. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard stuff. I've heard tea. Because someone I know... Can I say this on air? So it's not my story.
Well, of course.
Someone I know went to rehab with him, which is already breaking anonymity. But I'm not saying any names. And he would hit on this friend of mine a lot. And like... tried to hook up with her a lot. And so she was just like, no.
Was there a big age difference?
Yeah, at the time, probably. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Not crazy, but it wasn't like, oh, so long ago that it was like, so I'm like, oh, wow, he's married. Like, but, you know, people change. People grow and people change. Who knows? I'm going to bring that scene in from Bridesmaids every episode. I think it's like I have
every to. Every episode.
I think we need a soundbite that's like, Bridesmaids.
We do. Bridesmaids clip.
Oh my God.
You do. Oh. Needs to be a bridesmaids
Helen's
clip. Was John Hamm married at the time?
I think he was, or he was getting divorced. He was married to Jennifer Westphal. I think that was her name. Don't you love how I can't remember any names and here I am trying to host a podcast? But she's a filmmaker.
You guys know who we're talking
Actress,
about.
Actress, filmmaker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But also rule number one of rehab, you
don't
stay
hook up
celibate for the time that you're in recovery. Yeah. Don't hook up, especially with people that are also in the program. What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know. Can I tell you something that
they
happened?
Met on the.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They met on the. Oh, on set.
On set. I know that like the scene that they met, people have been watching it. And I didn't like notice a spark in the scene. I mean, obviously they were acting. So like what? Below the belt, they were feeling each other. But I had no idea. I think, I'm very happy for them. I didn't necessarily love her dress because she has. I just thought it was a low cut dress. Did you see the dress?
Mm-mm, I didn't see it. I got to look. I just saw a headline.
The headline, which I think just shocked the world because everybody is sad that John Hamm is no longer single, but
boo-hoo. We'll see. Helen knows the owner.
I love that line. I love that whole scene.
Looks like I'm watching Bridesmaids tonight.
Hell yeah. Well, congratulations, John Hamm, off the market. Sorry to everyone else. You know what else is off the market, which was available, which I wanted to tell you I'm sad about. Ryan Seacrest got my job. And it was, we both were at that callback and they were like, okay,
what?
Anna Roisman, host of Wheel of Fortune. You know, Anna Roisman, host of HQ Words, the popular mobile Wheel of Fortune, or Ryan Seacrest, host of a billion jobs. And they went with Ryan.
A billion.
I feel a little gypped. You know, this is just, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. But I feel a little, I lost out on a big job that I thought I was going to get. So as a big wig, I will rise above.
You will. I know you will.
Thank you.
Ryan Seacrest, though. Do you think he has enough jobs? Because I do. I think he needs to just maybe take a vacation.
I couldn't believe when I saw that. I was like, Ryan Seacrest is going to host Wheel of Fortune? Like, is this has probably been in the works for a long time, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, for a long time. Yeah.
But yeah, wow. I mean, host of American Idol, Ryan and Kelly, produces the Kardashians, you know, radio show.
The radio show. Well, he's done at E! News. Oh, no, sorry, not E! News. He's done with Ryan and Kelly.
Yes, that. But I think that was because he was going to do Wheel of Fortune. Like, I think he was like, oh, I'll take a little vacation. But the year before
he had to take a hiatus from that. Not even a hiatus. He had to switch one thing out.
It's so crazy. So crazy. But congrats to you, Rye. Really proud. You know, Wheel of Fortune's it's one of those shows. Pat Sajak is beloved and people love Vanna White, but it's still a game show that everyone will tune in for no matter who is hosting. It's just like Jeopardy. Like, people have their opinions and I think the host totally matters. And as a host of game shows, I think it's super important and it sets the tone of the show. But people are also addicted to these shows. So they're going to play, they're going to watch, they're going to do no matter what. You know what I mean? So
no,
I'm just
not to what
I'm just saying that to make myself feel better. OK, because I really thought I was in the running for this. You know, they groomed me for this job, but
they did. You still have hope. He's only going to be there for what? 20 years. So, you know,
in 20 years. Anna Roizman.
Stay young. Stay available.
I will. I'm going to get a facelift. So they're going to be like, she's ready to host Wheel of Fortune. I'm in, baby.
Get a facelift.
Oh my God. Wait, I put this. Did you notice what I put on our list? You're going to die. You guys are going to laugh. There was a video I just saw of a guy making ground beef. And you know, when you make ground beef or ground chicken, how the pan gets full of juice?
Aren't you supposed to put water in it so it absorbs it?
No. Because you.
I always put a little water in my ground beef.
Really? I always have to pour it out.
Do I? Or do I just drain it?
No, you drain it. That's what you do. Because it gets really watery when you put in ground beef. Like if you're going to make taco meat.
Right. You drain it. Yes.
You drain it. This person tossed in a tampon in the pan. A guy. I watched this video.
Was this a TikTok trend?
I don't know if it was a trend, but it was a TikTok. And I thought, I was blown away. I watched it like 40 times. I gave them like 40 views. Making ground beef. And it was like a life hack, you know, or cooking hack or whatever. And it was like drop a tampon in the pan to soak up the juice. And I thought, wow, that is pretty brilliant. And then I thought, oh my God, you know what's even more brilliant? That men are buying tampons to fucking sop up the meat. It's about time you spend $14 on a box of tampons to make your fucking taco meat.
Absolutely. When I think about all the expenses that women have that men don't, it's disturbing. Okay. Not only for our menstrual cycles, makeup, hair, Nair, wax. It's ridiculous.
Nair. Are you still buying Nair? God bless Nair. I remember Nair.
I remember Nair. No, I used to use it for my mustache, but now I just get one of those like face razors for women, the really like tiny ones.
Are they nice? I want to try one.
I do enjoy, but I do feel like now I do have a little bit more upkeep. It definitely doesn't grow in heavier, which a lot of people think it does. Yeah. But for me, I'll take off my like peach fuzz. It's kind of like a mini microblading, but to the littlest degree.
Yeah. I want to get like just my full layer of my skin just taken off, you know, where I have to hide out for like 5 days and then I'm going to come out.
Oh, the chemical peel?
Like a baby after. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really ready for one of those.
Baby.
Yeah. I think I'm there. Not financially, but I'm ready mentally. You know what I mean?
Would you share every step of the way? You know, Kat Sadler just got a facelift and she shared the whole process.
I probably would share it. I would share it. I like when people share when they're doing stuff or they're, I was going to say on stuff or doing stuff. We've talked about this. I think it's admirable when you share the work you've had done.
It is.
Because, you know, and I know Amy Schumer shared it when she like had liposuction. She was like, I have nothing to hide. Like, I made money. Right. I can afford this. I'm going to get it. Like, share it. Because otherwise you're giving people false hope. You know what I mean? And Kat Sadler, I thought she shared it in a way that was like, I did it for me. That's why I would do it. I'm going to do it for me because it's like I stare at myself in the mirror. And if you like something, if you don't like something about yourself and it's going to make you feel better as a person, then fucking do it. Who cares? That's what I got to say.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Good outlook.
People do, I think, so much that it changes their look and their face. And that's when you're like, ooh, you went a step overboard because we're seeing it, you know, but also if that's like, they were trying to make themselves feel better. Like, I get it. You know, I get that.
Everyone should be entitled to it. I mean, hey, we have to stare at ourselves the most.
And I stare, you know, I stare at myself a lot. Do you stare in the mirror?
Well, actually, we don't have to stare at ourselves. Everybody else has to look at ourselves. But we got to be the last. We're the last person we see before bed. I mean, well, no, that's also wrong.
Depends.
I mean, if you're. Depends. It depends.
Yeah. Although I never buy when
I'm saying is you got to stare at yourself. Okay. You do look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. I never buy when Jared says, like, you look prettier without makeup. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Oh,
I don't.
Please. I know I don't. Oh, my God. Can we just shut up with that? I love when men say it. It makes me feel so much more comfortable. And Nick has done nothing but grow my confidence. But truly, when you look at me with no makeup versus a little concealer, you're going to sit here and tell me I look better with black circles under my eyes? No. Get out. I look better with the tan. I look better with the concealer. I look better with a little mascara.
Now she's talking like
my little mole rat eyes.
Big wig. Yeah, over here. She's a big wig.
Let me fill in my eyebrows, okay?
So funny.
Please.
It's so true. I'm like, well, the reason I look remotely okay without makeup is because I spend $900 a month on skincare. So
right.
I better fucking look okay without makeup. But I'll look better with the added thousands of dollars worth of makeup on top. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. I do love a man that's like, I know what they mean. They don't want you to cake it on. When you have it caked on and they touch you and your makeup is on their fingers, okay, you're using way too much makeup. So yeah. I agree with that statement. But no, when the men sit there and they tell us, no, please.
You know that TikToker, I forget her name, who does like the heavy, heavy makeup where she just like glops on the concealer, you know, and she like rubs it in like suntan lotion,
yes.
like pounds of it. It looks so intense when she's putting it all on. But I will say she looks amazing after every look. Like she blends and blends it in and you're like, damn.
After that, I begin to think that, wow, is that how makeup is supposed to be done? There's no way.
Right?
There's no way. For years, I didn't even use a huge concealer. I used a little bit of concealer like for my pimples and my under my eyes, but I never used like a lot of foundation.
Yeah.
I only just started using foundation that matched my actual skin tone, but it took me a long time to figure that out.
I don't really use it. I like a tinted moisturizer. I think that covers up really nicely.
We love
a tinted moisturizer.
Absolute.
Oh my God. Wait, you told us I'm going to set it up. We're going to do a little
set it up.
Big wig bites.
We're taking those big wig bites.
Okay, what you got for us?
Big wig bites this week. I'm throwing it over to my Philly girl because I was on my way to the beach today, the Eastern Shore. On the way here is a bajillion Wawas. I'm obsessed with Wawa, as you are.
Congrats. Yeah. Grew up on it.
Thank you. Grew up on it. We're hoagies in my blood, basically. So I stopped and I got myself a sub. And guess what it is right now? It's Hoagie Fest.
Oh, Mazel Tov. Hoagie Fest.
Thank you. Happy Hoagie Fest to whoever celebrates.
What did you get? Give us the order.
I got the 10-inch toasted, but only the roll. I'll do a
Is that an
turkey.
Option? Sorry. Is that an option? Toast only roll or toast whole sandwich?
Yes.
Wow.
You know when you do it Fancy. Electronically now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So toast only the roll. I do lettuce, tomato, spinach. Sometimes if I want the extra protein. I do a deli mustard, cheddar cheese, obviously banana peppers. And then sometimes if I want extra meat, I'll throw in some pepperoni. But their pepperoni is not the best. I wish they had like a delicious soppressata. I mean, that would just be like fantastic. But this is Wawa here. Okay. We're not at an amazing Brooklyn deli. We're at Wawa. Still good. But I definitely got the 10-inch. And then, I believe that's it, if I'm not mistaken.
So what kind of deli mustard? No mayo?
Deli mustard, no mayo.
Oil,
but sometimes
vinegar?
I do put a little bit. Oil, vinegar. Yeah, that was what I was forgetting. Yep. Well, I don't try oregano. Should I try oregano next time?
Love it. Yeah. Well, that's like an Italian hoagie. You know, you get the oregano on it too.
For sure.
Yeah. So good.
Sure.
I'm hungry now that you said that. My mouth is like watering. I miss Wawa. I miss old Wawa. I will say I left last time I went. I love Wawa, but I did walk out.
Yeah.
I walked out of a Wawa.
I love Wawa. Wawa, we're sending this clip to you. We will get sponsored by Wawa, speaking it to existence right
now.
Okay,
fine. Then I won't
talk
shit.
It's Wawa Hoagie Fest.
Happy Hoagie Fest. Happy Hoagie Fest. Okay, I won't speak about my one experience where they screwed up my matcha, but who orders matcha at a fucking Wawa, okay?
Literally, get out.
Go to Starbucks.
They have so many.
They say, go to Starbucks, bitch. And yeah, no. Here's my order. My order at a Wawa is I usually do a 6-inch just to keep myself, you know, in check. And
in check.
Yeah. I like that. I used to love a tuna hoagie. I fucks with tuna. I do tuna everywhere. You know, I do tuna, lettuce, tomato, pickles, extra banana peppers, sweet peppers, oregano, oil, vinegar, you know, the works.
The works.
You know, it just, yeah, take that tuna hoagie. Don't kiss anyone after. It's just amazing.
I like tuna. I will try the tuna hoagie after you said that. I've always only gone cold hoagie, just like a regular cold sub sandwich, but that's beginning to grow on me. So you feel like the tuna is actually, it tastes legit.
You know, it's been about 15 years, but... Hopefully it's still good. I do turkey too is my second choice. I do a turkey hoagie. I don't do Italian. Yeah. You know, I'm over Italian. From down the shore, I get it's an Italian meat. Hoagie, but not at Wawa. I'll do turkey or tuna.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. The drink selections are insane now. They've got refreshers. They basically turn into a mini little Starbucks.
I know. But the one I went to, they were out of matcha, but they had like this different drink. It wasn't matcha. I don't know. I had an issue, and I literally was like, thank you, but no thank you. And I walked out.
Things, but no things.
No, shout out. We love Wawa. Did you go to Wawa growing up? Do they have Wawa in D.C.?
They really didn't, but they started getting a lot more down the shore on our drive. So down I would go, shore. And then my best friend, my first roommate, Rachel, she's from Philly. So whenever I visited her down the shore, now that's like Philly shore, like
Jersey Shore,
Atlantic yeah. City, Jersey Shore. Yes. Yeah. So we would always go there. And then I thought, holy crap, this place is like way better than any fast food joint ever. It's like the best. There's just so many. It's the options in Wawa. It's like the elite food stop,
yeah,
quick stop along the road, gas station / food stop. It's elite.
I would go to Wawa twice a day. Sometimes we would go in the morning before school, get your French vanilla from the machine and a hot or a hot chocolate, and then my brother would get a chocolate chip muffin, and he would never give me a fucking bite. I'd be like, can I just have one bite? He'd be like, get your own. And I'd say, no, Abraham, I just want a bite. Okay,
Abraham,
I'm trying to watch my figure. I'm a senior. Hello, give me just one bite.
Hello.
And who am I? I wasn't watching my figure. I'm fucking sipping on my hot chocolate. And then we'd go after school, different Wawa. So we had one closer to my house that we would go to on the way to school. And then after school, like if I had tennis practice or like, you know, a rehearsal for the play or whatever, I'd go to the Conshohocken Wawa and get my hoagie and, you know, a little salt and vinegar chip, you know, like,
oh yeah,
lemonade, iced tea, you name it. And, some candy. I mean, yeah, you could really. It was a great after school snack, although it was a full on meal. Like, meal.
Yeah, let's be real here. And the For Real shakes, which I don't really get anymore because they're just so thick and sugary, but that's a treat.
That's a treat. Oh, wait, before we leave, I haven't tried. Have you tried the Grimace special at McDonald's?
The Grimace. No, I haven't. What is it?
It's Grimace is doing a whole big thing. It's like a purple milkshake at McDonald's. It's the Grimace. I've seen it online. And
do
I'm
we
like,
try?
We should. I haven't had dairy in 15 years, but I'd risk it all for Grimace. You know, he's
for
a
Grimace, really?
Queer icon Grimace. Yeah, absolutely. That's what Jared told me. Mm. He told me Grimace is doing this for Pride Month. I was like, OK, I'm down.
OK, why? Because he's purple.
Yeah.
What, Ronald McDonald isn't a pride icon?
I guess not. You know, maybe a clown icon. Clowns. Mm. What month is clown month?
Clown appreciation month.
No, Grimace took over. Grimace is doing all the parades. Grimace is having a moment. But yeah, damn. We'll check that out. We got to try that. And also, can I just say a big wig bite that I haven't tried, but I'm intrigued by? I've never had In-N-Out, famously, and I don't know that I'll have it, but I want to watch someone else try this. But at In-N-Out right now.
Oh.
I know. I just
blew
your
mind.
You'll love it. I just blew your mind.
Because you are such a foodie, and I would think that now living in L.A., you would for sure have tried like Animal Style, you know.
I've only had Shake Shack, and I love Shake Shack.
You love Shake Shack.
Love it. But wait, In-N-Out. Have you seen this on TikTok? There's a secret way to order a burger now. You know, you could do like lettuce wrapped. You know how you can do like,
yeah,
you can do a grilled onion wrap. Both sides grilled onion.
What? Which
I don't think you can hold with your hands. I forget what it's called. There's a name for it. But I'm seeing it pop up all over TikTok. You know, this is my niche. These are the videos I get. And I'm like blown away by this. I'm like, oh my God, an onion wrapped burger. But it's cooked onion. So it's not like a crunchy raw onion.
Oh, I'm getting it. But is it the whole onion or is it just a ring onion that's cooked?
It's like a layer of a ring. So it's not like a round. It's like, you know, when you slice an onion, if you slice the whole thing, like when you're making onion rings.
Totally.
A whole layer grilled. And that's top and bottom bun.
Good? Or would that overpower the sandwich?
I don't know. I think we got some stuff to taste. Maybe we should do a Big Wig taste episode.
Done and done.
We film us tasting all these fucking weird trends that are happening right now. I want to get into food content more. And I know you're my girl to do it.
I never say no.
I know Dre. If I'm like, yo, we're going here and we're going to eat this, she's like, I'm in. I'm ready.
Yeah. Already. I'll get my ticket now.
Okay. All right. Wawa. We got Wawa on board. They're sponsoring us. You know, we can cut out. No, we're not going to actually cut it out. But wouldn't it be funny if I was like cutting out the blip where I was like, well, they screwed up their matcha. But who goes to Wawa for a matcha?
But then again, you saved yourself when you said that. But who goes to Wawa for that anyway?
Exactly. This was so fun. I'm so glad we got to do this. Adore you.
Me as well.
Guys.
Love you.
Love you. We've got big things in store. Follow us online. You know where to find us on Instagram. Seriously, DM us like your favorite parts of the show and stuff because we're doing this for you. So I want you to let us know like what you love. Do you love Big Wig Bites? Do you want more hot takes? Do you want us to talk in other characters? Shoot us a DM on Instagram. You know where to find
us.
Always. Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a big month for us. We got big ideas, big goals.
We do. The prank call will officially be up on YouTube, the whole video segment. I promised you guys a long time ago. I was busy. I was traveling. I was working. We're working, girls, okay? So this week, though, for sure, it will be up on YouTube. Go check it out. It's at Big Wigs Podcast. You guys know. Just you know how to Google. Find us on Instagram. We're hitting the nums. Thank you.
We're hitting the nums.
Tell a friend. We're hitting the nums. Tell a sister. Tell a friend. Tell your mother to listen to Big Wigs. We love you.